something that like the disabled community has really shown us, that humans are inherently worthy of respect and love, has nothing to do with productivity.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's like, yeah. That's...
Wanna hop in my spaceship and get away from the fakeness. Your life gon' be just what you make it. I swear I'm sick of the hatred to hide the pain. All these blunts I be facing, so trapped, feel like I'm stuck in the matrix. All these people been dying, man, I swear that I hate it. Let's come together, yeah, it's time for some changes. So outdated and outrageous. I hope that they don't switch on me when I make it. I ain't going for it, think I'm playing. Run up on me, stupid, get put down on the pavement. This the block, load the chop, fly down spraying. Stick on my chest, I'm up next and they hate it. Rip Trey, LLK, I'ma stand for that. I swear that I'd do anything to get my brothers back. Tussling with depression, you think I asked for that? I was chosen by God. You think I asked the rap, still running with the same. It's cause they walked to me, raising prices on them feet. I don't talk for free, gave her good and lead the scene. That's why she's stalking me, I can't believe that you gone. Just hold my brother ball in peace. Every time I hit the booth, I let my soul out. I think I'm better by myself, don't need no hoes now. Fuck her good and pass the down, she on my bros now. I heard Houston Green or West V, let's hit the road now. At first I was just playing, now my heart and all my songs now. Everybody faking, I just wanna be alone. Now we came a long way from not business, so we won't fold. Now no more nickel and diamond, we just trying to sit some lows out. I dream about being rich, I want that paddock on my wrist. It's running up my pros, I'm never worried about no bitch. I'm grinding for this, from losing friends, all to taking risks. So you better get your bitch and her friends all on my dick. Have you ever been hurt deep inside? Smiling up in their face, but it's the pain that you hide. I don't sit and write my raps, they just pop up in my mind. I don't listen to that music, these little niggas wanna hop in my spaceship and get away from the fakeness. Your life gon' be just what you make it. I swear I'm sick of that hatred to hide the pain. All these blunts I be facing, so trapped, feel like I'm stuck in the matrix. All these people been dying, man, I swear that I hate it. Let's come together, yeah, it's time for some changes. So outdated and outrageous, I hope that they don't switch on me when I make it. I ain't going for it, think I'm playing. Run up on me, stupid, get put down on the pavement. It's the lock, load the chop, fly down spraying. Stick on my chest, I'm up next and they hate it.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting Ikra, Catskill, and Hudson on 90.7 FM WGXC.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Rimschneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County legislator Michael Bulick has proposed a measure that would allow county lawmakers to carry firearms at public meetings. The Catskill Republican made the proposal in a discussion held at a meeting of the legislative committees on January 18th. The conversation focused on a resolution stating that only members of the New York State Police, Greene County Sheriff's Office, or any village or town police department in the county be allowed to carry firearms, concealed or otherwise, into county property. In that discussion, Bulick argued that an exception should be made for elected officials. He said, and I quote, "I think there should be an amendment to this resolution that allows elected officials who are licensed to carry to do so if they so choose in this building. We do come here after hours. I am duly trained and I'm pretty confident in myself to protect myself," end quote. Bulick said later that he wants the right to defend himself if an incident occurs in a legislature meeting. He said, and I quote, "It's important that I am able to defend myself, not just having security at the front desk. I am a law-abiding citizen with a pistol permit. I am very comfortable with a pistol, and I should be afforded the right to be able to protect myself," end quote. Bielik said he was uncomfortable sitting with his back to the door during meetings held after 4:30 p.m. when sheriff's deputies were no longer stationed in the building. During the meeting, Coxsackie Republican Charles Martinez seconded Bielik's motion before Greene County Attorney Edward Kaplan suggested that if an amendment was made, the legislature define which elected officials would be permitted to carry firearms. Kaplan suggested the amendment be limited to members of the legislature, with Cairo Democrat Harry Lennon adding that it should only be applied to current members of the body. When asked, Kaplan agreed to investigate whether the proposed policy would create problems with the county's insurance coverage. The legislature eventually approved the original resolution unanimously. Bielik said in lieu of amending the newly approved resolution that the right of a legislator to bear arms on county property could be added to their job description. The lawmakers are exploring that option. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The New York State Public Service Commission Thursday, January 20th, announced it had approved a 3-year rate plan for utility national grid customers in upstate New York. In rendering the decision, the commission slashed the company's requested rate increase by more than 30%, according to a press release. Commissioner Chair Rory M. Christian said, and I quote, "The joint proposal we adopted today allows for funding of the company to maintain safe and reliable service while moderating rate impacts during the term of the rate plan and mitigating the impacts to ratepayers suffering the financial consequences of the pandemic. Further, this agreement is consistent with our nation-leading clean energy initiatives as well as our social and economic policies," end quote. The decision established a 3-year rate plan for electric and gas service provided by National Grid for the period July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2024. It allows revenue to increase by 1.4% for electric and 1.8% for gas in the first year, and by 1.9% for electric and gas in the second and third year. The approved plan keeps annual electric and gas increases for customers between 2 and 3% for the next 3 years. National Grid provides electric service to approximately 1.6 million customers and gas service to approximately 600,000 customers in upstate New York. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson has been awarded a $1.4 million grant from the State Department of Environmental Conservation as part of its Water Quality Improvement Project program. The Hudson Common Council, January 18th, voted unanimously to authorize Mayor Kamal Johnson to enter an agreement with the DEC for the funding to pay for the construction of a combined sewer separation system and sewer repairs. The council vote authorized the appropriation of an additional $350,000 from the Department of Public Works Sewer Fund as the required local match for the program. Rob Perry, City Department of Public Works Superintendent, said, and I quote, "I'm ecstatic," end quote. The project was originally proposed in 2014 when the city was awarded $600,000 as part of a community development block grant. After a 3-year environmental review, a failure to secure additional funding delayed construction. The proposed new sewer system will separate the waste material from rainwater. It will send the clean, filtered rainwater into the Hudson River and ensure the sewage is consistently sent to a separate processing plant for treatment. The city will soon put out a request for proposals to find qualified companies to complete the job of repairing the sewer system. Perry said a firm could be accepted by February and receive short-term financing by March. Construction would then begin in the spring and conclude in the fall. Construction will involve the excavation of Front Street between Columbia and State Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 21st. Early this frigid morning, we see negative 6 in New Kingston and 7 degrees in regular Kingston. Couple that with some stiff breezes and we have dangerously sub-freezing temperatures this morning. That means frostbite is possible on exposed skin, so layer up, bundle up, and protect those precious extremities. Things warm up a little bit this afternoon. A high of 15 is expected at 2 p.m. Overnight, the mercury plummets again. Dangerous conditions reappear after 6 p.m., and we will see negative 2 degrees by dawn. Saturday will be dry and a little warmer with a high of 20 degrees and calmer winds, making conditions just freezing. 13 degrees overnight takes us into a dry Sunday with a high of 30 degrees. Monday will have a high of 26 and is looking still bereft of precipitation. However, Tuesday, that looks like it may change. Sunset today will be at 4:40 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:13 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming plasma stream flowing from a mid-latitude coronal hole is due to arrive on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 440 kilometers per second at 3.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz until dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 60. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
But I know God, Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many women wanna tell me. But an amigo never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns are dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confident, everybody lack confident. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
Full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4 for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
I love myself.
He said I gotta get up, life is more than suicide.
I love myself. Cold war, yeah, it's deeper than ruthless. Missed calls on my phone, I was clueless. Heard the news, it had me going through it like that. Damn, why you? Lost a soldier, don't know what to do. One life was time
yo,
I
yo,
give
yo,
you
yo.
Two.
Got me how's going, it going?
Hardcore, but I still gotta pray.
I'm your host, you DJ Sean Money. I'm also with
sound engineer DJ Popcorn, you know what I'm saying?
My fault. I meant, wait. My fault. Wait, three, four? Was it three or four? Talk. Wait, this one? Oh,
okay, there we go. That was very comedic in my defense.
Wait,
who's number one?
So it was me,
Mr. Krabs.
So if you're
you're
what? You're three. I'm
dude. Three is a big number. I can't count to three.
Two.
And I'm number one.
Okay, that. Thank you.
There we go. So you know,
sorry, I was like.
So you know, on today's show, today we're talking a little bit. You know, about self-improvement, you know, and things like that.
And what are some things that,
you know,
like,
and
put
also
us in the mood?
And also, like, you know, some self-discoveries and also self-realizations and things like that. Because, you know, recently, you know, I've been taking some time to myself to really, you know, figure out what I want and, you know, kind of who I am more so to, you know, get more of an understanding of myself.
Definitely, yeah, I really appreciate, like, that's, I really respect that. That's huge that you're able to look in your inwards to yourself, and I'm definitely going to have a lot to add, and I think that's amazing. When you say looking inwards, you mean self-discoveries and stuff like that? Like, things that make you you and what you want to do in life?
Yeah, kind of like what, like, you know, kind of what I'm looking at for the future.
Yeah, that's
huge. I've been doing the opposite of that. Because I've been doing, like, looking into myself and things of that sort. But instead, I've done the opposite. I've been trying to keep in the present moment because I overthink a lot.
I have a lot of problems with that, too. And trying to stick in the moment instead of saying, okay, if I keep on doing this, this is what my life's going to look like.
Like in like 5 years.
Yeah,
like 10 years.
Overanalyze stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's great that you're going to be able to share it with us. And, you know, if you want to talk, like, give us an example.
Like thinking in the moment. Yeah. Like the radio show. I could be thinking, like, usually during a radio show, I'll be like, what song's fun to play next? Because I'll usually, like, engineer or do something of that sort.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, what's going to play next? What am I going to do next? How do I keep audiences on their toes?
So, like, mainly anxiety you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, anxiety can be one hard mother effer to put down.
No, funny.
No curse.
No curse. Hurt ears.
No more $90 card.
But yeah. But yeah, also, you know, host DJ Sean Money was talking a little bit about, you know, he suggested it to us before we started, you know, that we play some things that, you know, kind of put us in that zone or, like, put us sort of at ease. So
yeah.
Things like that, and like, or, like, things you listen to when you're trying to, like, sit down and you kind of focus. So this right here, Noah, if you want to introduce this song.
Yeah, I'll introduce this. This is Talk to Me, Cave Town. This is nice because it's just a reminder that you don't have to be anybody you're not. You don't have to be one of the lyrics, vaguely, not a verbatim, just referenced. You don't have to be a prodigy to be unique. It's like, you don't have to push yourself to be anybody you're not.
Okay.
And something I discovered about myself is that I used to really go out and pretend to be somebody else to make other people happy. And I've been just quitting that because I have to, before you have to make yourself happy in order to make anybody else happy. Definitely. You have to be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
And even if it pushes away people and drives people away, that's how you know they weren't going to get along with the real you anyways. They're not.
That's definitely
friends.
A fact.
Yeah.
But speaking of the song, what's something that made you connect, like, on a deeper level to the song?
Yeah.
On a deeper level? Well, there was one point where the friend group I was in, I cut them off. And for a lot of reasons, it was very, very toxic. The people, it was constant fighting. Not even, like, yelling fighting.
Yeah.
There was that, too, but just petty drama. And then I had nobody to trust, and this song was just
there for
accepting,
you.
Yeah.
That's good.
As well as it just sounding cool as, like, AG Double Hockey Sticks, bro. This is amazing. Like, the beat, I love lo-fi music, but
like,
yeah.
This literally sounds like something I would play, like, next
you
to a bonfire.
You could just vibe
to like,
you just lay down on the floor, and then this is
yeah,
just
like, this song definitely
look up at the wall and just hear it.
Yeah, definitely gives, like, shows a lot of imagery. Like, you could definitely kind of
see. You could definitely
see,
imagine.
But, yeah.
Like, even with this cover, like, the fish swimming around.
You know?
The kid near the fence, like.
Like, you can really picture it, like, the setting. Like, you really feel it.
Like, it's like a cold, like, damp day. It rained just an hour ago.
Yeah. And then I do also see that, you know, it is talking a little bit about anxiety and something, you know, maybe you want to talk a bit about?
Yeah, of course. I would love to. I was actually at a hospital for it to prescribe medicine recently because it was really hard for me to push forward due to a lot of internal and external factors. There used to be, and still is to an extent, a lot of fighting in my family, so it was hard because that's one big trigger to my depression and anxiety. But I went there and I met a bunch of great friends. I think Dante is listening to this right now, and I just want to say, preach to you, man. You're like amazing. You're one of the people that helped me open up and be my real self without having to faking being anybody else. And it's great because I can be chaotic and stupid at the same time, and that's my calling.
That's relatable.
As a wise person once said, when two chaotic people are together, their chaos doesn't add, they multiply.
I really thought you were going to say with great responsibility. Never mind.
She was just
I really
pulls out
gonna,
Spider-Man.
I really thought you
I
were
mean,
going to
I
mean,
I was kind of sensing the quote. I did feel it coming on, and then you said that. I was like, oh,
different.
Okay.
Everybody.
Like, it was just, it wasn't expected.
We just go in pop culture.
Like, oh.
Yeah, it's Harry Potter once said, guys.
Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, so you're... Your next song here, do you want to talk a bit about that?
Oh, this one? Yeah, this is great. This one, it might not be of the best quality. We can just play it in the background.
But before we play it.
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
Like, how did you stumble upon this? I feel like, I'm just assuming, because we didn't play it yet, but I feel like these are two different vibes.
They are two different vibes. I guess the shortest explanation I can say is ADHD. Like, I'll be doing one thing, and I'll be like, I like this artist, and then I'll find five different artists off them on my Spotify recommended, and I'll be like, this song is amazing. And then just end it at that, but yeah. But yeah, you can play anytime. You ready? And it's really just preaching to... I think the song can speak for itself a bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, for sure. Obviously, the title called Art is Dead... So, you know, it's a very unique title, and obviously when you previewed it to us, you know, it did sound like something different, you know, something out of, like something, you know, you don't normally hear when you're, like, walking down the street or, like,
oh, yeah, of
mall.
Course. It's a bit niche. It's by Bo Burnham, and he mostly does comedy, but this is one of his, at the time, only serious songs, which really just speaks when somebody is such a goofy person and then they genuinely make something serious. It just hits 10 times harder, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So we're going to get a little bit into that. Then we're going to come back and talk to, you know, I'll talk a little bit about, you know, what puts me at ease and, you know, a bit about my self-discovery and, you know, some of the stuff that I've been listening to when, you know, and we'll be right back.
Dead. entertainers like to seem complicated, but we're not complicated. I can explain it pretty easily. Have you ever been to a birthday party for children and one of the children won't stop screaming because he's just a little attention attractor? When he grows up to be a comic or actor, he'll be rewarded for never maturing, for never understanding or learning that every day can't be about him. Must be psychotic, I must be demented to think that I'm worthy of all this attention, of all of this money you worked really hard for. I slept in late while you worked at the drugstore. My drug's attention, I am an addict, but I get paid to indulge in my habit. It's all an illusion, I'm wearing makeup, I'm wearing makeup, 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 makeup. Art is a dead, so people think you're funny. How do we get those people's money? I said art is a dead, we're rolling in dough while Carlin rolls in his grave, his grave, his grave. The show has got a budget, the show has got a budget, and all the poor people way more deserving of the money won't budget, cause I wanted my name and rights. When I could have fed a family of four for 40 fortnights, 40 fortnights. I am an artist, please God forgive me. I am an artist, please don't revere me. I am an artist, please don't respect me. I am an artist, feel free to correct me. A self-centered artist, self-obsessed artist. I am an artist, I am an artist. But I'm just a kid, I'm just a kid, I'm just a kid, kid. And maybe I'll grow out of it.
All right. So, Noah, so a little bit about that.
Yeah, as somebody who is, I would say, who likes laughing, a big fan of
performing. No, I'm not going to lie. That type didn't make me laugh.
I like attention, and when you seek it in negative ways, that can be bad, and mm-hmm. It has been bad in the past, but I've learned how to manage it, and that song was pretty much saying how a lot of performers and artists, and I am a performer, and I'm performing more as time goes on. I've started a little bit ago, around a couple months, and it really was my calling because it's the way to get a good amount of attention and recognition without hogging it from other people, right, or hurting other people. And a lot of the stuff, like, I can connect with. Have you ever been to a birthday party with children and one of the children won't stop screaming because he's just an attention attractor? It's like,
yeah,
that's
yeah, most definitely.
And like, another thing is, if I'm in a group of close friends, like I said before, when I met Dante and a couple other friends, I'm not sure if they want me to say their names. I don't think they'd have a problem with it, but I'll just say the first initial, E M. If you know who you are, you know who you are. C B, like, I think they'll know, but it's just, I could be my goofy self and I could get attention from them, and then it could go both ways. And it was just an experience to, and part of that is because it used to be hard for me to be my authentic self to people because of anxiety and not wanting them to reject me. But
felt that.
Yeah, but I just got help with that, and it was a hard process, and I'm still struggling sometimes. But, you know, I was able to work through it, and I'm still working through it. And the people that I can be my authentic self around, I just want to say I appreciate you more than anything in the world. I wouldn't sell the world to you. And I know some of you are listening, and I just wanted to say I love you guys. And I wouldn't
too, gang.
No, man.
And if I'm ever doing sad, this is corny, but I want you to know this. If I'm ever doing terrible, one of the reasons I push on is I think to myself, you know, Dante wouldn't want me feeling like this. My friend E wouldn't want me feeling like this. And that's what
a
helps
good
me
motivation.
Push. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to really care for myself. And that's something brought in by Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is a psychological theory that I delve deep into because I'm a big fan of philosophy and psychology. And it states that a lot of the times, or this is a bit of a tangent and it's not exactly what it states, but before you can find self-realization, you need other things. And if you aren't taking care of yourself with other things like eating and that, which can happen because you're depressed, you won't be able to take care of that. And that's where I was. But I'm able to care about people a lot. So you know, I can put them nice. First in a way that puts me before them.
Yeah, nice people. Yeah. I kind of think nice people always get given the bad hand.
Yeah.
A lot of times they like, can get taken times, advantage of.
Either you're getting taken advantage of or you're pushing on being nice.
Or just being flat out disrespected, but still continuing, and, you know, being the
and
nice
I feel
guy.
Like it leads to a lot of mental drain and trauma and depression.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it can really lead to all that, you know, because once you're a certain way for so long, you know, people are just so accustomed to you being, oh, okay, so say you're happy for so-and-so amount of time. And then out of nowhere, you just have, like, a huge, like, spike of sadness. And everybody's like, yo, like, what's up with this like, kid? Like, good? He's usually, like, you know.
Or, like, one day that kid just becomes, like, crazy bitter.
To thanking all my friends, this is a bit out of nowhere, but to my old friend group that I had struggles with, I just wanted to say I hope you guys are doing good. And I still miss you, but I'm glad I'm away from you guys now in the nicest way.
If you really think about it, like, the past friends, like, we've had in the past.
It's so insane looking at your life and thinking, I used to be like this.
Or, like, your past friends in the past, like, will be like, even though we disagreed on a lot of things, y'all people type me to be the person I am now.
Yeah.
Because if y'all wouldn't have been like that, I wouldn't have had to separate myself. I've been the way I am now.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to shape myself into a better person if it weren't for you. So, you know.
Like, in a way.
Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah, I remember in a way, I don't.
When I officially left another friend group, which I went to right after the other one, I wrote a sincere note saying goodbye. And I don't think any of them would be listening to this, but even if they are, like I said, I miss you, but I'm glad I'm doing better. And don't reminisce on me. I hope you can look forward like I am now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's hard to put it in words because it's so nice to have people. Yeah, I'm at a loss, but that's what
yeah, for
say.
Real. So, you know, some of the things that, you know, that when we were talking about earlier with DJ Shaw Money was, you know, songs or things that you can listen to when you want to, like, put yourself at ease or you're, like, by yourself and you're listening to music. You know, this is something that I just casually have in my headphones sometimes. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. I can't really pronounce this song. like the name.
No, let me try. Let me try.
I think I
scooch over
I think
over the soundboard.
I think it's Hyakumaru.
Hyakumaru?
Hyakumaru? Yeah,
Hyakumaru.
I
think that's how
I think you said it right.
But yeah, it's by Sofego. He's also a really good artist. You guys can tap in if you'd like. And we're going to get into this, and we'll be right back. She giving me names.
To be honest, it ain't meaning a lie. I see the lie when I look in her eyes. She did me wrong, but it ain't a surprise. Can't trust the soul, so I came with the fire. I'm a god until I'm up in the sky. Tell my nun, blah, blah, blah.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sheila Cologne reports for the Times Union that Amtrak announced January 21st cuts to local and national service because of staff shortages caused by COVID-19. About 8% of Northeast regional weekly departures between Monday, January 24th and March 27th will be eliminated. Two round trips between Albany and New York City were cut, and the one daily train from New York City to Chicago will operate just 5 days a week. Amtrak reports 97% of employees being fully vaccinated for coronavirus, but several hundred employees have called in sick recently. A spokesperson told the newspaper, and I quote, "We anticipate that COVID-related impacts to staffing will continue to impact parts of Amtrak's network and the availability of our fleet in the near term as the surge of Omicron cases impacts the nation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Lorna Chirot Littleway reports for the Columbia paper about the more than 100 people who attended a counter-protest in Chatham a few days after three racists unfurled a White Lives Matter banner in front of the village gazebo. On January 14, three masked individuals held a banner for the organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center lists as a hate group. On January 19th, over 100 people rebuked the trio, holding signs reading, "Chatham says no to hate, hate has no home here, and stop racism, speak up," at the same location. Sam Hodge, chair of Columbia County Democrats, who urged people to attend the event, said, and I quote, "We must say loud and clear, white supremacists and neo-Nazis don't have a place here," end quote. Locally, stickers for the racist group have been spotted in Hudson and Valencia, and more recently in North Greenbush. Village trustee and police commissioner Pat Minahan said, and I quote, "I have no idea why they picked our village. We would love to know the answer to that," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Clarence Panto reports in the Berkshire Eagle that while COVID-19 fears keep many future plans on hold, Tanglewood is moving forward with its first full schedule of concerts this summer since 2019. The Boston Symphony returns for a 10-week season of classical concerts. James Taylor will perform twice. There will be a 90th birthday salute to John Williams and a tribute to the late Broadway songwriter Stephen Sondheim. Tanglewood is a music venue in the towns of Lenox and Stockbridge in western Massachusetts. The indoor Ozawa Hall will host performances for the first time since 2019, and outdoor shows also resume this summer there, with most tickets going on sale in March. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And I'm DJ Popcorn.
Wow. That's wow.
That you know, wow. That was Philip Grant, you know, with your news update.
Nah, that's grimy. That was supposed to be my comeback. That's supposed to be my comeback.
Well, be ready.
Yeah, right. You guys. I was ready.
Yeah. Oh, you were?
Well, yes. I have a question. Okay. I have an important question.
Yes.
Have you tried getting good?
Get good.
My question is to both of you. Have you guys tried evolving?
Oh, what? I've been evolved.
Who?
I've been evolved.
Who?
I'm like an EX now, bro. I'm been evolved.
He hasn't even reached GX.
It's crazy.
I haven't even touched it, bro.
He hasn't even gotten Mega Evolution.
Right?
I'm different, though.
Sadly.
Because you know what I'm saying? Now I done hit Kaioken, you just reached times 20 type.
That's not even the same.
Man reached Kaioken times 20 when I'm over here Super Saiyan God.
that's cool and all, but you know, so I could do both.
I've been instinct. Like, you know, both. I've been instinct.
It's useless. It's useless. One or the other. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so kind of like I was saying earlier. So you know what's been in my headphones?
Yeah, first. So can I comment? That was a really good song, and I was gonna ask you a question. When did you discover that? Were you in your fields when you discovered it, or did it?
Jackie, he was just in his bag and he was bored, having fun.
I could see that.
No, I was just sitting down in my room. You know, particularly
some vibe time.
I had just came home from school and I finished stripping and I laid down.
Why you have to say it like that?
Well, I mean,
why you have to say it like that?
Well, I mean, and I went on TikTok and they were like, it was like Sofago with the song name in the comments,
because
like I had heard the song before but couldn't even put my finger on like what the song was, but it was so catchy. I was like, yo, this is fire, but I can't find it. And then, bro, TikTok always comes in clutch with good music for me. That's where I get some of my music taste now. It's like some of the unreleased music TikTok. I listen to mostly and things like that.
I like the artists from TikTok. Especially the ones that don't get famous.
Yeah, TikTok artists are really nice.
Because I'm like, this is a song that's so low-key and under the radar.
Yeah.
Which you know is fire.
Yeah, it's different. But yeah, so this next song, I mean, you know, this is universally known, you know, this song here, you know, I like to listen to this song just to sit and think. I mean, so here we go. F Love XXXTentacion featuring Trippie Redd.
Rest in peace.
This here is a classic. You know, our rest in peace, Jace. Let's get it.
Yo, not gonna lie, that song always put me in my bag, low-key, just a little bit. I miss X.
Yeah, me as well. I mean, that song is just a classic. I mean, for me, obviously, I love that song.
I do, too.
If you would have heard us over here, X, you know,
Juice.
We were screaming it in the best way possible. We were singing this song, bro, like, heavy.
Funny.
But the fact that, you know, I had to take the time and really learn the words, you know.
The fact that you can build a connection off of one song is crazy.
I know exactly what you mean. You guys seem very
Invested
to it.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, once you really get to understanding, like, you know, what you want to listen to and how things come together.
This is how I see it. If you're not in tune with one song, at least with the homie, are you really homies?
That's what I'm saying.
I feel it.
But I have to say, because that song was, like, is that something you listen to while you're in your feels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I could see that.
And I can also listen to it in a totally normal mood. Like, there's certain things that I, like, I can listen to and, like,
I know
it
exactly
can,
what
it
you
can
mean.
Totally make a difference in my day.
Yeah.
And there's certain songs that can immediately switch
song,
my mood.
The one song that will forever put me in my bag when I listen to it the first time and all the other times is that one you song when he's like, I've been gone. I mean, I've been dead for years.
Already dead, bro. That's a good song.
That will forever put me in a mood.
But I mean, you know, speaking of my guy, Juice WRLD, you know, I got to some Juice WRLD here off the new album, you know.
Before jumping into that, I just wanted to say, what type of reflecting have you done? You want to talk about that a bit, or we could do after?
That's a good
one. Yeah, I mean, before, you know, before we get into this Juice WRLD, you know, this music here, I've kind of been reflecting on myself and kind of, you know, seeing, like, things, like, little things, noticing, like, about myself, like, how my outfits have differed, you know, how what I'm wearing, like, it kind of impacts my day, or, like, what I listen to kind of affects my mood, and things of that thing.
Yeah, of course.
And things of that
your
nature.
Your subconscious can have a lot of power over you, and I think it's really great that you're looking at little things. And when you look at the little things, do you feel, like, sad? Do you feel, like, does it depend? Do you feel happy?
It's like nothing can... It's like only major things can really throw off my day, kind of. It's like nothing little will really irritate me like that, because I've kind of, like, grown to, like, you know, get over that stuff.
When you're done with that, you care if I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, something at least for me, like, I've really been focusing on, like, trying to let things go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, instead of, like, me, it's crazy to think about it. Like, I'm an overthinker, but the things from the past could really drive you.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to really realize with me wanting to think in the moment or just slow down my head in general.
Yeah,
stop letting the things from the past drive your decisions.
Yeah, obviously.
Let them just instead of letting them drive your decisions, let it make you stronger. Let it make you keep going. And instead of always if someone passed away, don't think about the sad things.
That's
always
deep.
Keep your head up.
Yeah, and especially things like that, because you know what I'm saying? A great person once said, with great power comes great responsibility. You know what I'm saying?
And,
you know, and I had to say shout out to every Aunt May. Every Uncle Ben. You know, every Uncle Ben in every universe
but
that eventually got popped. Rest
in peace. No, that's not true. We don't know about that MCU one.
But adding
on, we just know he did get popped, though. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he got popped, but it just seems like he, you know.
They should just try getting good.
Andrew Garfield's...
Isn't that a president?
No. Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. His Uncle Ben got stabbed, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, his Uncle Ben did get stabbed.
He didn't get shot.
Garfield doesn't.
And Tobey Maguire, his old man got popped.
Yeah,
pop,
man. Pop. Yeah.
Crazy.
L.
Tobey's pops just got...
Tobey's pops got popped.
And then Tom, we think he left. We just think he died somewhere, like Andrew's dad.
Maybe of natural causes. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he took the L.
But we all know his Uncle Ben, or let me say this, his Uncle Stark gave him everything, the rich man.
Yeah.
But he became his own person. That is good.
Yep. So, you know, a little bit after this discussion, you know, I did tell you guys, I promised you guys I was going to play you guys some Juice WRLD.
One more little thingy I just wanted to add on.
Oh, go ahead.
This is a good quote. Holding on to the past and memories is holding on to a ball full of spikes. The harder you grip it, the more you will bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I just made that up. I thought it was cool.
For real?
Yeah. So, you know,
that's a good quote.
Just don't. Yeah, just don't hold on to your past transgressions.
Just drop it.
Too hard, you know? And don't let, you know, an old grudge from your past in, like, fourth grade affect, you know, your now.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm just learning to let things go, bro.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
It's hard.
Without further ado, let's get into the song.
So, this song here that we have for you now,
Go Hard.
Go Hard by my guy Juice WRLD. This is my favorite song off the new album. You know, so fighting demons, go hard, Juice WRLD, let's go.
Yeah. Back now, it's like, yep. It's like 6:52.
Yeah,
we all know this show closed at 7.
Right? But I mean, you know, for now we do have a bit of time before we do. So this song here you asked me to play, yeah. Already Dead by yep. Juice WRLD, after I had played Go Hard. Yep. So what's this song? You know, kinda. Some of the stuff? What does it mean to you?
What it mean to me?
Yeah, like you know, why'd you ask me to play it?
Cause his death. I was listening to him heavy. When I found out he died, bro, like, it hit me OD, yeah. Bro. Like, I felt like I just lost my family member.
Yeah. So, like, it's like that, too, with a lot of artists that I've, like, truly, like, connected with, like, you know, on a different level. Like, I feel like I knew them through their music.
Yeah.
I kind of get what you're saying. Like, yeah.
So and, then...
Like, when we lost Juice...
Yes,
like,
bro.
When we first, like, lost X... I was like, okay, was like, but we can't go through this anymore.
Yeah, and then we lost Juice.
And it was like...
I remember I called you. And I'm like, just, bro, I Juice cried, is gone. Bro. Juice I is cried. Gone, bro.
Yeah man. I cried, too. It was early in the morning.
Bro, this song hits because it's like... You could, like, in his music, you could tell he was sad. Like, he wasn't even legal, bro. And people was feeding into, like, his addiction.
And there were certain things that I had definitely noticed in the music, like some of those songs sound more like a cry for help than
for
the enjoyment of listeners, you know, things like that.
Even with this song, like you could really hear it, like, bro, I've been dead for years.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
I'm really curious if he like meant anything like metaphoric by that, or if he planned it.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely see things like that because
I mean, I feel like. Part of me feel like he planned it, but part of me feel like he didn't. Because Juice always kind of did say, like, he not making it past, like, what, 21. So, like, and he kind of did, but didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just different things that factor into it. But overall, it's still very sad.
Yeah, like,
of course.
You know, and especially with something like... as heavy as someone as heavily influenced as Juice WRLD was, you know, because there was like we have people like in our generation that like
we look up to.
Us look up to.
Of course.
You know, like the older generations yeah. had like their Tupac, their Biggie, you know, Nas, all those guys.
Yeah, we got our and we now, got like, our Juice, we got know, our X.
You know, now we have Juice WRLD, XXXTentacion, Nipsey Hussle, you
yes.
know. All great men. So, you know, just a few to note, but you know, like the newer and older generation kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mind if I really change the course a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been thinking about what I said earlier, and I just wanted to say, like, mention somebody in specific. Your E, like, you know who you are. let me add on to that. Sorry,
that threw me so off. But, like, I'm confused.
It's okay. She knows who she is, but
yeah.
Talking to her, like, she would read me poems, and I would like. Read lyrics and we would just go off of that, and we actually got a chance to hang out recently, and it was great catching up.
That's
after
good.
You know,
post COVID
or yeah. Something like that, right? Like that. And I just wanted, because I didn't mention her when I mentioned Dante, and I felt bad.
Oh
yeah,
good person.
They're my best friends.
Oh, good job.
For yeah. sure,
proud of you.
So I just wanted to mention that too.
Yeah,
if she's listening.
W, shout out, man.
W.
So I mean, you guys, you see. You know what I'm saying?
That catchphrase.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta say it. I gotta say
you ain't seen it in a while. I'll let you go. Come on.
All right. You see your clock. You see your watch.
Oh.
You see the time.
Yeah.
It's time to go. Catch us next week and every Fridays at 6 p.m. Or you can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is OURTOWNOURTruth@gmail.com. If you want to get involved in programming our radio show, you can also text our Instagram at C2Clubhouse. And you know, it's been a great show getting to talk with you boys. Good job, everyone.
Yeah, of course,
you know? You. Most definitely to you too.
And just one more shout out before I go to listen to Dante's starting to produce music. He actually has been for a bit. Little Spoon, if you want to listen to that.
Yep.
Sorry. And, I also just want to say that all of our views and expressions were our own.
Our own. Does it not represent the parent organization?
That's all. Yeah.
Our views. our views and opinions.
Yeah.
We got it down. You know. Yeah,
but we gonna go.
So yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a ride, boys. You know, I mean, I hope you guys, you know, keep your mask up over your face, your mouth, your nose, making sure you guys are good. You know, hand sanitize frequently. You know what I'm saying? I want to remind you guys to keep your head up if you're ever going through something. You know, try to text your friends, find someone who's gonna be there for you to actually be able to. Comfort you and things like that, but other than that, yeah, I mean, stay positive, no pun intended,
stay motivated,
don't get COVID positive, bro. That's not good.
Yeah, so I mean, you know,
we are
walking in pride of trying to solve my problems, you know. And quote of the day, with great power
comes great
quote of the day. Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah,
indeed. DJ Popcorn signing off.
DJ Sean Money.
DJ Winter.
And yeah. We're out. Also, shout out to DJ Phoebs on Google Meets.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We out.
Bazinga.
Outside those walls, there's an ocean. I can't swim, especially with all these waves.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move off my release day, huh?